Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. The woman caught stealing deli meat will not be charged. An investigation began last Monday related to an employee theft at the Giant Eagle store in Bolivar. According to the Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office, Giant Eagle asked to drop the charges against the woman while the prosecutors decided not to pursue any charges. And a Denison home suffered an estimated $60,000 in damage after a fire started on the front porch. Firefighters were called out Sunday at 4:20 a.m. for a confirmed structure fire. In addition, a neighboring house's siding was melted and two vehicles sustained heat damage. The state fire marshals assisted and a cause for the blaze is currently under investigation. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com.
Thank God that the deli meat lady will not be charged.
Right.
My goodness.
That was such a... It spread like wildfire.
Well, so far, to this point, the most compelling case of 2018. So far.
So
good
crazy.
Morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Sadly, our date night was canceled last night. I know. But have no fear. Rescheduled for today. I know you're so excited to spend not only the morning hours with me, but also your evening hours where you're supposed to be spending those with Chadley and your beautiful daughter, but no.
Right.
You have other plans tonight.
I'll be with you and Brooke.
Hey now, that's right. Hey now. We'll be at the 168th annual Tuscarawas County Fair tonight. Actually, I'll be there before you gals arrive. I have a live broadcast from 3 to 5. As I stated, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, we're paying homage to some of our wonderful and fabulous advertising partners from throughout the area during our live broadcast at the Tuscarawas County Fair tonight. Then we'll be kicking it. That's what, do kids still say that? Kicking it? We'll be chilling at the Z Country Cottage after that, saying hi to folks, shaking hands, kissing babies, all that stuff. So come by and say hi. Remember, sign up to win prizes, including, Michelle, that trip to Honolulu, Hawaii, Waikiki Beach, or sign up to win that chest freezer from Weaver Appliance. By the way, they have that fair special out there at Weaver Appliance, State Route 39 in Sugar Creek, $149 only for that chest freezer if you can't win it for yourself. Also, we have gift cards from Sugar Valley Meats and so much more. And some giveaways, some little footballs from Big Z Sports. I'll tell you, go long! Keep going! Nope, further! Keep going!
You can't throw it that far. Don't.
Keep going! And then eventually they'll get the point to where, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Keep going! That's what I would do to my little brother all the time. No, I can throw further than that! Keep going! Keep going! And then I'd walk inside.
Oh my God.
That's how it's done.
That's so terrible.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Oh, that's funny.
What's on the docket today for the fair? Let me see. More junior fair stuff, right? The English Horse and Pony Show. I feel like I had to say it like that.
With an accent?
Yes, that's in the horse arena. Also, market and dairy goat stuff later tonight. Swine arena. Band-O-Rama in the grandstands.
This is going to be fun, I think. People are really excited about the band.
Yeah, then an open class dairy. That's in the main show arena tonight. So just giving folks a little heads up as to what's going down. Get out there and, as I say and will say all week, get out there and not only have a good time, take the kiddos, have a meal, but enjoy and support the 4-H and FFA programs right here in our own county, Tuscarawas County. Also, let me see, Wednesday. You know Greg Morrison makes his triumphant return to radio Wednesday.
Does?
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of retirement?
For one day only, Greg Morrison will be coming out of retirement wearing the Michael Jordan 45 jersey, like when he came out of retirement. Greg will be having a live broadcast at the J.D. Byrider tent on Wednesday.
Wow.
55-inch flat-screen TV will be handed out, NASCAR tickets, and so much more. Also Wednesday, I don't know, there's this guy named Rodney Atkins coming to the Tuscarawas County Fair. By the way, we talked with him, what was it, last week? That interview was? Last Wednesday, I think.
Yes.
If you guys missed it, it's in the podcast section at WTUZ.com. You can go check it out for yourself. But make sure you get your tickets. I don't know if any or how many remain to see Rodney Atkins live at the fair Wednesday night. Make sure you get those. Thursday's Family Day, that's all sponsored by us. Discounted admission and all that stuff. Also Thursday, the big 4-H auctions. I'll be there to get everybody ready for the 4-H auctions. Be talking to some 4-H students from 2 until 4. Get your paddles and help those 4-H kids. You have your paddle, Michelle?
No.
I mean your paddle to beat your child when she steps out of line. Or Chadley, whoever it may be.
Definitely not.
Just asking.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I want to mention this too. The Emmys last night.
Yes.
The 70th annual Emmys on NBC. They had a bit of a Saturday Night Live twist with, who was it, Michael Che and Colin Jost.
The whole opening was all Saturday Night alone.
I think it was produced by,
Lorne Michaels.
He got behind the whole thing to try and drum up some interest and some eyeballs for the Emmys, and viewership has been declining the past few years. Now, the story is not the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which won 5 awards, or Netflix taking home 7 total awards, HBO 6, Amazon 5, FX 5. But the story is the proposal from last night.
I know.
That went down
so cool.
Right on stage. Hold on. I have the sound right here. Trained professional. Just put the sound in there. Okay, this guy is Glenn Weiss, okay? Took home the Outstanding Directing for a Variety Special Emmy. He actually directed, I just had it here, the 90th Oscars. That's what he won for. He directed the Oscars, and he won an Emmy for directing the Oscars. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. All right, so here's Glenn Weiss, gets his award, and it was a great speech, too, about a tad lengthy, but what? We have nothing else better to do.
I'm really grateful to be here.
You tell right from the get-go. Listen to him at the get-go. Listen to his breath.
I'm really...
he is freaking
out. He's so nervous.
Grateful to be here, but it's bittersweet. The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago.
Sad, yeah.
Part of my heart is broken. I don't think it will ever be repaired, but she's in me. And
don't worry, it gets better from here.
She always will be. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why...
Mama's always right, Michelle. Remember that. Are you going to cry?
No, but I
don't like to call you my girlfriend because I want to call you my wife.
All right, here's the deal.
That was so
I have a little
epic.
Bit. I have a little bit more. But... like she's gonna say no on national TV.
I've seen it happen.
I know, but the Emmys, you look out, you have Will Ferrell sitting right there. You have, I don't know.
Was he there last night?
Yeah, he presented an award. Who else may have been? The cast of This Is Us looking at you. All the Hollywood folks staring at you. Like she's gonna say no, Michelle. At this point in time, everyone's trying to get her up on stage. And they're just kind of going crazy, as you can hear.
I didn't ask yet.
You basically did.
I didn't ask yet.
Yeah, you did. Okay, this now it gets a little... Now's probably where you started crying.
Give me a moment. This is the ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And to my sisters and brothers, I didn't swipe it. Dad knows I have it, okay?
Now, all on stage right here, live TV. I mean, best proposal ever. Besides the one at where'd you get proposed at again?
Oh, to Score Park.
Yeah, the carousel. Yeah. Besides that, this is second best proposal ever.
Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me? Thank you to the Academy.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Now, listen, I know it's the Emmys honoring the best in primetime television over the past year. It would, I mean, come on, it would have made for compelling TV. She would have said no. I mean, come on. She'd be like, no, I'm good. I like what we have going here. I like keeping this thing open right now. let's just talk about it first.
My favorite part of that whole, well, the whole engagement itself was pretty amazing, but Leslie Jones, she's a comedian
SNL. I had her.
She looked shocked. She was like, is this happening right now?
Yeah, I saw her Instagram story or something. She was
hilarious.
Kind of blown away. Yeah.
It was just like flabbergasted. Like, is this really happening right now?
She's from Saturday Night Live, too. It was like a whole, everybody from SNL, past, present, they were all there. Mrs. Maisel, the first streaming show, Amazon show, by the way. First streaming show to win Outstanding Comedy Series, by the way. Game of Thrones won Outstanding Drama. Saturday Night Live, Outstanding Variety Sketch Series. RuPaul's Drag Race, my fave. Outstanding Reality Competition Pro. That beat out The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Project Runway, Top Chef, and The Voice. Who watches RuPaul's Drag Race? Like, honestly.
Honestly?
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
What? I mean, okay. So it's a bunch of drag queens in competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
To win what?
They win a contract.
Right. Under RuPaul's whatever it is, under her line or whatever. Her company, something like
right.
that. Very cool. Not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's I'm sure it's riveting TV. Well, it won an award. I'm just saying people are actually on VH1. That might be VH1's biggest show.
Yeah, I haven't watched VH1 since, what was that?
Since their Behind the Music specials.
Behind the Music. Yeah, I was trying to think what was their number one show back in the day.
Those were pretty good, by the way.
They used to have those Diva specials. I used to like those.
Mm.
You probably don't remember that.
No, I do. They'd honor, I think Aretha got honored at one, and they bring out, you know, like Mariah Carey and everybody else and sing with her, that kind
right.
of thing, right?
Yeah. Right.
I'm hip to it, Michelle.
You're not bringing up the best part of the entire Emmy night.
Which was?
Betty White.
I didn't see this part. What'd she do?
What? She's, okay, first of all, she's 96 years old.
Yeah, she's up there.
She came out on stage last night and gave a speech. I think they were just, it wasn't really, she didn't win an award or anything. I think Lorne Michaels just wanted to honor her. And she came out and she kind of brought the house down. Like, and she made me cry just because she's so old. And she was talking about being how they have let her be in this business for so long. And then she was like making jokes about, they let me be in this business so long. How hasn't anyone kicked me out of here yet? Like, she's been in that business for what? I think like 60 years.
Well, it says right here, I just pulled up a CNN article, word for word. Betty White proved once again she's a national treasure.
Yes.
96 years old. She's won 8 Emmys, honored for more than 80 years in the show business last night. Like you said, I don't think she got an award. They just let her talk for a little bit.
Yeah, and she thanked Lorne a couple times. At the beginning, she was having a bit of trouble, I think, grasping her words. And that was kind of where it brought it down and made it more real, because she's 96.
Well, she probably couldn't remember what the hell she was going to say. She's 96
years
old.
She had a prompter right in front of her.
She probably couldn't read it, Michelle. She's 96 years old.
That's what I'm saying, is that it brought it down to a level to where, I mean, this woman has just been an icon and a legend in television for however many years. And I don't know. It was just so wonderful to see her. You haven't seen her in a long time.
You remember the movement to get her to host Saturday Night Live? It all started on social media. Get Betty White to host, because she had never hosted before. And then finally, this is like 3 years ago when she was, oh, I don't know, young and spry in her early 90s. And
still doing that Hot in Cleveland show.
Yeah. Is that still on TV?
No. Hasn't been on there for a couple years now.
Right. But was that show like based in Cleveland?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't shoot it in Cleveland. They shot it in L.A. There were times, I think, that they did some extra shots in Cleveland, but I know it was primarily based out in L.A.
I didn't know Betty was made an appearance there last night during the Emmys.
I cannot believe it. That was like trending on Twitter all night. That was the best part.
I was all about the proposal.
And then Henry Winkler, did you hear about him?
Mm-mm.
He he got up on stage, and I don't remember the exact year, but he got up on stage, and he was, the first Emmy nomination he ever had was when he played Happy Days, that character, the Fonz, is that how you say it? The Fonz? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
You don't know who, wait a minute, do you know who Henry Winkler is?
No, he's an actor.
Stop it. Have you ever heard of Happy Days?
Yes, I've never, I mean, you act like I've seen Happy Days before.
What? Shut up, you're joking.
I mean, I'm Michelle. What? I was born in 1985.
I know, but you didn't have grandparents that watched Happy Days?
I've never seen an episode of Happy Days in my life.
Oh my God, that was like my favorite thing when I'd go to my grandparents' house was watch old TV shows. Anyways, he got up there and he said that he wrote his speech 40-some years ago, and he's been waiting to say this speech, and he finally got up there, and he accepted his first Emmy. And it
did he say the speech like it was still 40 years ago?
No, he just said, he just made a comment. I wrote this speech 40-some years ago, been waiting for this moment for a long time. And, I mean, people gave him the biggest standing ovation, same as Betty White, and people were just so excited for him. And I can't believe you don't know who Henry Winkler is.
The Fonz.
Yes.
I mean, I know who Henry Winkler is. But I mean,
you don't know like the leather jacket, like that's like his staple. You're breaking my heart.
I'm looking at pictures of him now. Leather jacket, yeah, two thumbs up. I see.
Yeah,
it.
That's like
what's with
staple.
The two thumbs up.
That's his staple. Oh my gosh, people, please text the text line and tell Eric he needs to be more cultured on television. How do you not know what Happy Days is?
I'm sorry, I'm not hip to TV shows that that were on back in the 70s.
Oh my God, it was like...
When was Happy Days on TV?
An iconic television show. Oh my gosh.
When I think of iconic television shows, I go to Full House, Saved by the Bell, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, for like our generation, but Happy Days is literally one of...
Like, thank you, our generation.
But I wouldn't even say that Full House is an iconic television show. Not yet.
No, it's not. I was half joking, you nerd.
I mean, like Happy Days and like
Happy Days,
Golden Girls.
Happy Days ran. Happy Days went off the air a full 1 year and 3 months before I was born. Okay, it ran from 74 to 84.
I wasn't even born yet.
I know that. But why were your grandparents, when you were however old you were to be remembering what you're watching on TV, why were they making you watch old reruns of Happy Days?
That and like the I Love Lucy show, Dick Van Dyke. Like that's what, that was like one of my favorite things to do, going to...
My grandparents had me watching Seinfeld.
How old are your grandparents? Really?
Yes. I remember watching Seinfeld with my grandpa.
Oh, thank you, people on the text line. I can't listen anymore. He doesn't know who... I love this. Just rip him a little bit, just for not knowing...
The Fonz. He's a legend. No, listen.
Get with the program.
Kramer is a legend.
No.
The Fonz.
You're killing me. I can't wait till Brooke gets in here. I hope Brooke knows who the Fonz is.
Yes, when I was going to my grandparents' house as a young boy in the 90s, we would watch television shows that were on then in the 90s. Yeah, like Seinfeld, Star Trek, that kind of thing.
Star Trek? Please.
Hello, big space nerd over here.
God,
hello,
I can't.
Hello.
My gosh.
We've chatted way too long, especially even for me. My goodness. Michelle, you'll be back at the top with news?
Yes.
Still laughing at me this morning about my lack of knowledge from 1970s through 1980s television programs, which it's okay. It's all right. While you were busy watching Henry Winkler and Ron Howard be BFFs or guy pals or...
Guy pals?
Have their bromance or whatever they had back in the day.
Yeah.
I was busy watching Kelly Kapowski and Steve Urkel.
You never watched Nick at Night, ever?
Yes, when they show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's not
Full
the
House.
Real Nick at Night.
Oh, but am I watching the fake knockoff Nick
no,
at Night?
I'm going to... What's the OG Nick at Night stuff?
Am I watching Nick at Night spelled K-N-I-C-K at night?
No. Oh, my gosh. The shows that are on Nick at Night now are nothing like it used to be.
What do we have? What's the weekly lineup for Nick at Night.
What is this? I don't know. I've never heard of any of these shows. Oh, well, this... Okay, this is the latest programming is like Friends, George Lopez, The Goldbergs. No, 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 no. You need to go back to when it was like... Griffith Show, Bewitched, Bob Newhart.
I think
Newhart.
Nickelodeon has a couple different channels where they will... It's almost genre specific.
You might be right.
Or decade specific, really, in terms of TV shows and the old ones that they show. Because I'll be scrolling sometimes and I'll see a Nick channel that will have either Full House or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But yeah, I mean, Kelly Kapowski, DJ Tanner. I mean, that...
Can I tell everyone right who you alley. Didn't know?
Sure, Michelle. If you want to... if you want to tell everybody again my lack of knowledge...
Chris Gayle texted us a picture of Ron Howard and Henry Winkler, and he said something about Opie.
Correct.
And I texted back and I said, Chris, honestly, I don't think Eric knows who Opie is. So I came in there and I asked you, I mean, what do you know about Ron Howard? And you said, he's a director. And I go, yes, but
which, am I wrong?
No, but...
He has directed probably more films or produced... Or been a part than he's acted. I mean, that would be my guess.
No. You need to look at this. And I said, no, Ron Howard started out as a child actor. And you were like, no. I'm like, have you never heard of the Andy Griffith Show? Have you?
Yes. But have I ever heard of the Andy Griffith Show?
But you didn't know who Opie was. How do you know what the Andy Griffith Show is? You don't know who Opie is.
Is Opie from the Andy Griffith Show?
Stop it. You're joking.
Or is he from Happy Days?
Opie is from the Andy Griffith Show, and that was Ron Howard's character.
So what's the deal with him and Henry Winkler? Why are they pals?
Because he was on Happy Days. Ron Howard was he... Okay, so he did Happy Days.
Was Opie on Happy Days?
Yes, but that was not his character's name on Happy Days. He was Richie Cunningham on Happy
Days. Well, way to confuse somebody who doesn't know anything about Happy Days.
Oh, jeez, Pete. I just...
This whole time I thought Opie... was on. I thought Opie and the Fonz were tight, but those two didn't even coexist.
No.
Well, thanks for confusing. I'm sure I'm not the only one, Michelle.
Oh my gosh.
Confused.
And what's so funny is that there are people texting us saying, I was born in 1988 or I was born in 1985 or 84, and they are around the same age as us. And they know who the Fonz is.
Listen, I'm sorry that when I was 10 years old in 1994 or 95, that I was not watching reruns from a sitcom.
You never watched Nick at Night back in the day?
That stopped airing even a year before I was born.
Did you ever watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show? Do you know who that is?
No, I haven't seen an episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. There's another one. So there you go.
Okay. I'm done embarrassing you.
I mean, it's not embarrassing for me.
Do you know
to
who Dick Van Dyke is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you? He was in Mary Poppins.
Yeah, Mary Poppins had an umbrella. Yes, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Okay. Sorry, I won't.
Anything else?
You anymore? Did you ever see? Have you ever seen Different Strokes?
Michelle, why do you think if you? Okay, here's the deal.
I'm sorry.
I have not seen any television shows from 1970 up until about 1990. Everything after 1990, sure, I've probably seen it.
The Partridge Family. Have you seen The Partridge Family?
No.
The Brady Bunch?
I mean, maybe an episode here or there, but I didn't necessarily like it.
Taxi? Have you ever seen Taxi?
No.
I mean, we're about...
What were you watching?
Okay, first of all, let me just put it out there. We're literally only like 6 to 8 months apart.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch Full House and Saved by the Bell?
Always.
And The Family Matters?
Yes.
And, I mean, there's countless others.
Oh my gosh, yes.
How did you have time for all these shows?
Well, when I would go and spend the night at my grandparents' house, we would watch Nick at Night, and I would stay up super late because I was allowed to, and I would watch these... TV shows on, I don't know, like they were, it was fun. That was like a tradition. They would make us hot chocolate or something to drink, and we would lay on the couch, and grandma would be passed out in the chair.
You're getting all the good feels right now.
Right?
And I understand.
Curled up under a blanket, just watching black and, there, most of those shows were in black and white, so it was like, I don't know, it's nostalgic.
Yeah. I get it.
You're just like, I don't care.
Nostalgia for me is watching Seinfeld, and that's what I would maybe watch with my grandfather. And if it was a rerun, he'd say, let's throw in that Reba McEntire special I got. He loved Reba. He had some concert special on VHS. He'd say, let's throw in that Reba special.
This person said, you can find all those shows on Netflix. I'm going to have you this weekend. You have to go home and at least watch one episode of The Andy Griffith Show.
I have better crap to do than sit there.
It's a half-hour show, maybe 20 minutes.
I have better stuff to do.
And one episode of Happy Days. Happy Days was really a good show.
I will tell you this. I could do that.
But you won't.
Or I could do something else.
And the theme song for Happy Days is so catchy. I would sing it, but I'm not a great singer.
Apparently you're a great
snapper.
I can snap.
Yep, I can snap. It's
I'm
a
so
good
proud
song,
of you.
I promise. Anyways, I'm sorry to.
No, that all got spawned by our conversation last hour about the Emmys, and it went down this ugly path.
It's not ugly. Have you ever heard of Laverne and Shirley?
Sure. Yeah, I've heard of Laverne and Shirley.
You're making that up right now.
No, I've obviously heard of them. I don't know anything about the TV show or what it was about. It sounds like two females having a hoot and holler.
Pretty much.
All right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, okay. I find it hard to believe that you honestly watched all these TV shows.
I promise you. I used to love classic shows. I mean, when you grow up and your grandparents or what, I don't know. And my dad used to watch those shows all the time, too. I would watch those with him when we would go to my dad's for the weekend. You're just like not into it.
somebody says, get with the times, Eric, about not knowing anything about Happy Days. The show ended in 1984. Good God.
Do you know who Bob Newhart is?
I don't know who that is, no.
Stop, you're lying.
Who's Bob Newhart?
I can't. I cannot talk to you.
Just tell me.
You really don't know who Bob Newhart is?
Tell me or I'm going to freaking Google him.
You should Google him. You should know who he is. He had his own show called The Bob Newhart Show.
Sounds like it was an awesome show because I've never heard of it before in my whole entire life.
God.
Swear to God. Ask me about a guy who's 89 years old, born in 1929. Sitcoms, The Bob Newhart Show, in black and white.
Have
no, Michelle. Aired in 1970. We're done with this conversation.
Wait. No,
we're
have
done.
You ever seen
we're
Cheers?
Done. We're done.
Cheers? Have you heard of Cheers?
Yeah, based in Boston. Ted Danson. In
there
a bar.
You go.
Blah, blah, blah.
See, I'm proud of you.
I've seen maybe two episodes in my life. I don't know anything about it. I mean, other than what I just told you. You act like you sat there and have seen...
I've seen a couple episodes of Cheers.
You act like you've seen S1, E1, Season 1, Episode 1, all the way to S8, E17 or whatever.
Cheers used to be a good show. Kirstie Alley started out. I don't think she started out on that show, but she was on that show. Kirstie.
Oh, my God.
And then that Danny DeVito was on that show.
Done. Done.
Space news, really. I'll let you go. I'll stop harassing you. Oh yeah, Hee Haw. Someone just texted, but Eric's never heard of Hee Haw.
Is that a song by Blake Shelton?
Could be, but it was a TV show. Green Acres? Ever heard of that?
Green Acres
is the place to be.
I know
yes!
the theme song, but I've never seen it.
All right. Mr. Ed with the horse?
Mr. Ed, yeah, the talking horse. How could anybody forget?
See? You
hey,
know things.
Real quick, Michelle.
Yes.
Space news.
Yes.
Get me out of this TV news. I Dream of Jeannie. I mean, okay, yeah, I'm familiar with these shows, but I have not physically watched these programs. You know what
you
I mean?
You didn't know who Bob Newhart was.
No. Do a lot of people know who Bob Newhart is?
I'll ask Brooke. Brooke's only a couple years older than us. When she gets in, if she knows who he is, then you should know who Bob Newhart is.
Okay, if you say so. Whatever you say. I feel like I can't even do... You ruined Space News for me.
Yes!
You totally ruined my whole day. I'm serious. You totally ruined my day.
Good, I hate Space News.
I did not intend to talk about this again. I had so many other things planned.
Hmm. Sorry about that.
Now they're just thrown to the wayside. Maybe we'll have happier days tomorrow. I don't know.
Oh, that was good.
All right. I don't even want to be at the cottage with you now this evening.
Yes, you do.
I really do not.
Stop.
Despise you right now.
I'm going to play Happy Days theme song the whole night.
Do that, then you may, I don't know, there may be some copyright issues with that. I'm not any part of that.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Michelle.
See ya.
About something other than...
Happy Days?
This, please. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy. Good morning. Tuesday, September the 18th, 9/18. 18. Remember, come join us at the Z Country Cottage all week long at the Tuscarawas County Fair. We will be there tonight, myself, Michelle Spring, and one babbling brook, hanging out, saying hi, waving at you, kissing babies, that kind of thing. So if you want to come see us later on, make sure you stop by. Also, like I said, sign up all week to win these great prizes. Winners will be announced next week, including the trip to Hawaii. We will announce that winner Monday morning. The chest freezer from Weaver Appliance, Shauna Berkey, will announce that winner Monday afternoon. So still, all this fun will stretch into next week. Waiting on Michelle Spring over there in the newsroom to deliver us with morning headlines at the moment. If you missed anything from this morning show or morning shows past, make sure you go to the podcast section, WTUZ.com. Once again, Michelle Spring, what's going on over there? I mean, come on. Literally. All right, I guess we'll wait a moment for headlines here. Hey, remember last hour we talked about the Emmys, right? John Legend, who is an Ohio boy, if you didn't know, was nominated for an Emmy. Did not win last night. What was it, the lead actor in a limited series or movie? But his wife, Chrissy Teigen, or at least that's what we all call her, apparently we've been mispronouncing her name for the last few years, and she hasn't felt the need to correct anybody. The model took to social media and said it's really not Teigen, but Teigen. And off camera, her mother pretty much confirmed it with a yep. Folks have been pronouncing our name wrong. She's 32 years old, and she said she's tired of living this lie. I don't think she was serious. Listen, every day, yours truly, growing up, first day of school, it was, as they do attendance, Eric McElroy. No. Try again. Not McElroy. So, Chrissy Teigen, I totally feel your pain right there. Totally. Hey, yesterday, New Orleans, they had a power outage, not due to any storm or anything. 7,000 people lost power in New Orleans yesterday morning, all due to a cat, yes. Tell you what, I'm much more of a dog person anyways. Cats can be a little mischievous sometimes. Case in point, right here. Utility officials from Entenergy New Orleans tweeted that a cat got into a substation and, quote, caused a flash when it came into contact with their equipment. Now, the poor kitty cat, listen, that's high voltage stuff. They said the cat, sadly, did not make it, but folks did have their power turned on after quite some time, though. 7,000 people out of power, all due to a little kitty cat. I mean, listen, as I stated, dog person anyways. Cats, they go to the bathroom in your house, track that stuff around, and listen, you go home, a cat makes you work for their affection. They're not there waiting for you like a dog. Cats just, come on, knocking power out of people's homes. Last week, we mentioned a guy shooting at a ghost in his house. Now listen, even if you did hit the ghost, it's a ghost, right? I mean, can you really shoot a ghost? Well, this guy, I don't know, maybe takes the cake from the ghost shooter. Reading, Pennsylvania, this guy, apparently he admitted now to drunkenly firing a shotgun inside his apartment because he thought there were clowns inside. Apparently, this guy wasn't in the right state of mind. Now he could spend the next 22 months to 5 years in prison. He put his neighbor in danger when he fired this shotgun in his home. He told police he thought he saw clowns that were in his apartment. Police arrived. They say, no, dude, no clowns. They are non-existent. Don't know what kind of drugs you're on. They said he was having some type of hallucinatory event. So there you go. Hallucinating, much like Paul McCartney. Remember his hallucination story? last week we talked about. Anyway, Michelle, are you ready over there?
I'm back. Sorry, I had to take a phone call.
I apologize.
Some late breaking news.
Anything you want to tell us?
No, I talked about it earlier. It's about that Yorksville possible abduction.
Right on.
Yes.
Well, you have headlines now, right?
I do.
Go ahead.
The woman caught stealing deli meat will not be charged. An investigation began last Monday related to an employee theft at the Giant Eagle store in Bolivar, according to the Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office. Giant Eagle asked to drop the charges against the woman while the prosecutors decided not to pursue any charges. And a Denison home suffered an estimated $60,000 in damage after a fire started on the front porch. Firefighters were called out Sunday at 4:20 a.m. for a confirmed structure fire. In addition, a neighboring house's siding was melted and two vehicles sustained heat damage. The state fire marshals assisted in a cause for the blaze is still under investigation. For more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUZ.com.
WTUZ, that's Pat Green. Let me. Hey, when you come see us at our Z Country Cottage, sign up for that trip to Hawaii, Waikiki Beach. Also, Weaver Appliance Chest Freezer. Not only can you win that, they have a fair special, that same model chest freezer, only $149. Also, you have a chance to win a gift card from Sugar Valley Meats. All if you come see us and sign up at the Z Country Cottage during the Tuscarawas County Fair, where tonight you can see this gal. One Babbling Brook.
Hey now.
You'll be there.
I hope so.
Why are you out of breath? I know why you're out of breath. You just ran from room to room.
I did. I've got car issues. I got to figure
that's
out.
That's the worst. What's wrong?
Low tire. It's always a low tire. It's always something I've run over. I always have to get them patched.
Slap some air in that bad boy.
I have been the last 2 days, and it's a quick leak, so.
Get a fix a flat.
Yeah, I do need to get one of those. So it's either it's going to be another patch job or a brand new tire. I really don't know.
Go the used tire route until winter gets here, and then make sure your tires are good. No shame in getting a used tire. Tires are expensive.
They are, I know. They do. And they aren't that old. These tires that I have are not that old.
Then maybe you can just get it patched up and you'll be good to go.
I hope so. I think it's already been patched is the problem.
Listen, girl, you're not getting out of the fair 2 days in a row.
It's not that I'm trying to get out of it.
I want
Things
you there
happen.
Tonight. We have a Stromboli date.
I know. Yes. We do.
All right.
And dessert.
And dessert, she says. You have, yes. Michelle, you're dead to me.
Oh.
You have Z News for us.
I do. All right. In this day in history, in 1851, the first edition of the New York Times was published. In 1987, Fatal Attraction, starring Michael Douglas, was released.
That's the famous leg cross
it
scene,
is.
Right?
It
yes.
is, yeah. 2004.
See that, Michelle? That's the stuff I'm aware of. Happy Days, Golden Girls.
All right.
Your mic's on, by the way, if you wanted to join, Michelle.
She says no. There's
well, all right,
no need.
Now your mic is off.
Okay. In 2004, Britney Spears married Kevin Federline in a private home outside L.A. They both, of course, filed for divorce after 2 years.
He ruined her.
Did he?
Ruined.
Yeah. 2007, O.J. Simpson was charged with 7 felonies, including kidnapping and the alleged armed robbery of sports memorabilia collectors in an L.A. casino hotel room. He was sentenced to 33 years in prison.
Now he's out.
He was paroled in 2017. And then last year, Toys R Us announced that it was filing for bankruptcy protection, but that it would continue its normal business operations. Of course, you know how that ended up.
It's weird up there. When's the last time you've been to the Strip up in Canton? Has it been a while?
It has, yeah.
It's weird.
Since before they closed their doors.
Yeah, it's weird seeing that big, empty
spot. I know, it's sad.
And then I was over in the Akron, Cuyahoga Falls area on Howe Avenue over the, I don't know, a couple weekends ago, and they had a Toys R Us over there. And it's a big, huge store.
Yeah.
It's empty. It's just weird to see.
Yeah, it is. It's sad. I wish they would come back. Holidays for today, it's National Respect Day, First Love Day.
Oh, we all remember our first.
Of course. National Cheeseburger Day and Rice Krispies Treats Day.
Listen, they now, the way they make these now, Rice Krispie treats, you can doll them up with chocolate chips now and add some peanut butter drizzle.
Some sprinkles.
I mean, Ma just did it this old-fashioned way. You know what I mean?
Just the plain
Come on,
ones.
Ma.
Those are the best. On TV today, Willie Nelson will be on The View. America's Got Talent live show finals is on at 8. The, is it Paley? Paley Center salutes This Is Us? I'm not sure, but that's pretty cool. There will be interviews with actors and creators and behind-the-scenes look at how the series comes together each week. And then Queen Latifah and Kelly Clarkson will be on Jimmy Fallon. And then in country news, Jason Aldean's going to celebrate his annual concert for The Cure in Nashville on October 3rd. He has raised more than $3.6 million to benefit the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So,
you know, that's not only did he do that, but remember last week you mentioned the hospital he's trying to build in Georgia.
So he's doing quite a bit of fundraisers and things like that. So,
a philanthropist, if you will.
Good for him. And then Country Radio Broadcasters, Inc. announced that Blake Shelton has been named the recipient of the Artist Humanitarian Award for 2019.
Nice honor for him.
It is, yeah. I mean, there's been a ton of others who have received this award. Dierks Bentley, your girl Carrie Underwood.
Hey now.
Rascal Flatts. So that's going to be in February. He will be recognized for that. And then Jennifer Nettles, she's going to be playing a role in the upcoming film about Harriet Tubman. We don't know exactly what role she's going to be playing.
Not Harriet Tubman, I'm assuming.
No.
Right.
She's not playing Harriet Tubman. Another role, but that's yet to be determined. But the filming begins next month in Virginia.
Very nice.
Yeah. A lot of country news today.
All right, Babbling Brook. You're all dolled up kind of.
I told you I was going to...
Girl?
We kind of go cowgirl-ish.
Kind of cowgirl-ish.
I don't have my boots on, but it's too hot for
me. Well, you may need them if you're walking with your flat tire out there.
Yeah, so I know. Right.
Put your walking boots on, Brooke.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you later tonight.
I hope so.
All right. Adios. More after this on 99.9.